From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. In this half hour of Newsmakers, we'll talk with the target of a recall election in western Wisconsin, State Senator Dan Kopanky. But first, a Republican-turned-Democrat who is working to challenge State Representative Jennifer Schilling in a primary before the recall election. James Smith says he came up with the idea to run as a spoiler candidate in a Democratic primary several months ago, an idea that the state Republican Party has suddenly embraced. While he's not officially on a primary ballot yet, he's working to get the necessary paperwork completed by early next week. I asked the 25-year-old hospital technician and self-proclaimed Republican why he's running as a Democrat.
I decided to run to bring light on the issue about the recall process. It's, to me, a really unfair process where 22,000 people signed the recall petitions, and Senator Kopanky had 45,000, and his opponent, the year he won, had, I believe, 40,000. So it's such a small number of signatures that are needed in my mind. So.
And have you officially filed all your paperwork yet, or where are you in that process?
I have filed my declaration of candidacy and most of my paperwork except for economic interest. I'm going to do that before the deadline, which is Tuesday, and petitions are due Tuesday as well.
And how many signatures do you need to get your name on the ballot?
I need 400. Certainly aiming for 800 is the max you can get, and that's what we're going to aim for. So.
Some people have said that your protest could be quite costly on the taxpayers. Are you concerned about that at all?
I'm not really concerned about the costs. I think the people that are saying that probably are supporting my opponent in the Democratic primary. I think if she's worried about the cost, I think she should drop out of the race.
I called the La Crosse County clerk, and she said that if a primary was to happen, it would cost La Crosse County taxpayers $55,000, you know, and then add that on top of the general election or the recall election that would happen, so that would be $110,000. In Crawford County, it would cost about $17,000, and in Vernon County, it would cost taxpayers $32,000. So, I mean, that's three of the five counties that got back to me. I mean, that's a lot of money for a stand that someone's trying to take.
It is a lot of money, but I'm not the one that initiated this recall process. If they want to save money, I propose that Jennifer Schilling drops out. I'll drop out if she drops out, and then there will be no recall.
I mean, are you willing to take it further if the chances are that you do beat Jennifer Schilling? Will you run against Dan Kopanky?
Yeah, if I beat Jennifer Schilling, I'll run against Senator Kopanky. I think the main issue in this election is mostly about the collective bargaining budget repair bill that passed, supposedly passed. We haven't fully decided whether it's law or not yet, but I think that's mostly the issue of this election. But I certainly think jobs and the economy are up there too. So,
where do you stand on the collective bargaining issue?
I certainly supported the budget repair bill. I was out at protests, counter-protesting with my signs in favor of the bill.
And as far as job creation, do you have any ideas as to how to bring jobs maybe to the La Crosse area?
Well, La Crosse has a fairly low unemployment number compared to the other counties in the district. I think lower taxes for businesses is a first start, and I think we're well on our way of increasing jobs in Wisconsin and well on our way of Scott Walker's goal of 250,000 jobs added in his first term.
Are there certain issues that the legislature has passed during this session that you do support and maybe some other things that you don't support?
I can't really think of ones I don't support right off the top of my head. There was one I was watching a couple days ago. They passed a drug test for people receiving unemployment benefits. I certainly support that. I think that's a great first step. Now, I tend to be a little more socially liberal on drugs and a lot of the social issues to begin with. But if they can drug test an employee, they should be able to drug test people on unemployment as well.
What about the voter ID bill? Are you in support of that?
I certainly am in support of the voter ID bill. Kind of disappointed it wasn't in effect for this election, but there's nothing we can do about that. I think you have to show your ID to check in a hotel sometimes. I went to the Dells and I had to show my ID to check in the hotel. And so if I have to show my ID for that, I certainly should have to show my ID to vote.
If you do end up winning the election, how do you plan on best representing the constituents of the 32nd District?
Well, I will certainly take everyone's viewpoints into effect. I think a lot of the politicians don't do that now. I've called both pretty much everyone in the political that represent me, and I never get responses back to most of them. Congressman Ron Kind occasionally does, and Senator Dan Kopanky does as well, but never received a letter from anybody else about anything I've sent them.
And now, on to my interview with the person being recalled, Republican State Senator Dan Kopanky. I asked him his thoughts about Republican James Smith entering the Democratic primary, which could delay the recall election.
I always considered the possibility that someone might run against me as a Republican candidate. So that possibility was always out there. Having said that, you know, I'm not real thrilled about this whole process of the spoiler candidates, but it's something that I have not been involved in. I continue to work on what's at hand, and that is the state budget, which is we're right in the throes of that right now, as well as getting out here and getting the message out as to the vote on the collective bargaining.
And some of the chatter within the Republican Party was that having a spoiler candidate enter a primary would give the Republicans extra time to campaign. Do you need that extra time, or do you really think that'll make a difference for you?
You know, my message has been pretty clear from, you know, when I first got into the state Senate. So I'm not sure that that message was directed towards me specifically, but there are two or three, maybe four, I'm not sure, members of the Joint Finance who are up for the recall, and they've been real busy in Madison dealing with the budget. And I know that coming from the leader's position on this, that they possibly needed more time. Did I need more time? I've been out here meeting with the people since I've been in office 6.5 years, so they pretty much know where I come from and what I stand for.
One of the things that sparked all of this was a recording that went on at a La Crosse County Republican meeting. And in that same recording, it caught you saying that you hoped that public employees were sleeping on Election Day. Can you just explain that comment?
Yeah, that's not exactly what I said. That was stated in the Milwaukee Sentinel by Dan Bice. That's not exactly what I said. I was referring to John Lelts, who was in attendance that night, who ran in the 94th, who lost. One of the reasons he lost, we felt, was that we didn't get people to turn out. And they did, meaning the Democrats. And I said at that meeting that that would happen in my case, too, that if we didn't get people to turn out, I would have a very stiff challenge ahead of me. And so then I said, the only, you know, if the other side's a little sleepy, which they're not going to be, we've got our work cut out for us. And that's really the complete context of that statement.
How would you define your record in the Senate since 2004?
The mantra under which I serve is service to the people. And it's been that way. I've been in all parts of the district, met with so many people, whether it be coffee shops, formal government meetings, town hall meetings. That's really where I focus, and that is helping my constituents in the 32nd get through this bureaucratic maze of government, whether it be with the DOT, the DNR, the Department of Agriculture, Department of Revenue, or whatever the case may be. That's really been my focus. I've definitely been a fiscal conservative. I believe that the private sector is where we need to grow jobs. And that's really been my focus. But it's service to the constituents, working with the constituents on the various issues that they have, and then supporting legislation that is good for Wisconsin.
And I know you're challenging a handful of the recall petition signatures. Have you heard where that stands right now? And do you think you have enough challenges that you could legally overturn this recall?
Probably not. You know, the legal party, I mean, the party is doing that on a legal basis, and I'm really not very involved in that. We just want to make sure, as the Democrats do as well, that all the signatures are legal and everything was done in order. And I think that's fair that both sides do that. I'm not looking to have this whole process thrown out. I'm preparing to stand for a recall election.
Another thing that happened in the process while recall petitions were circulated were campaign contribution limits were pretty much the cap was off. And in that time, you raised more than $180,000. How do you feel about that idea that in that time, the senators who were up against a recall could raise unlimited amount of funds? I think you came in second after Alberta Darling in the state.
Well, you know, again, I think that given the recall, which is somewhat of a shorter campaign relative to a regular election on, you know, in November of 2010 or November of 2012. And if you look again at both sides, this pertains to both sides. It applies. So I think it's fair. The other side can do it as well as we can, and I'm sure they have. And so that's part, again, that's part of the law as it states right now. And if we think there's something unfair about it or should be changed, then I think that'll happen down the road.
And was that period, was that different than any other time that you are gathering campaign contributions?
Not really. I still was out soliciting funds so we can get our message up on the air so people in Wisconsin can have an understanding as to, you know, what's taking place in Madison and the vote I took and why I took it.
So why do you think you should stay in office?
First off, in 2008, the people in this district elected me to do a job. And it was a four-year term. And I'm preparing to withstand this recall, working very hard to. I know that it's a significant challenge for me based on the district, but I want to stand on my record, what I've done in Madison, who I've represented, what have been my issues that I have been a champion for, like autism, like mental health, nursing homes, the elderly, all of those respective areas I've fought very hard for in my 6.5 years, and I want to continue that to be able to do that.
In the past, you've said that you probably wouldn't run in 2012, mm-hmm. Even if the recall does come up. Do you still stand behind that, or how are your feelings on that?
Well, you know, I said that in 2004 when I was initially elected, and I thought 8 years would be sufficient for me, and I am a term limit guy. Having said all that, my focus is on the recall, and we'll address that further once the recall is over.
So in the recall election, how big of a role do you think that the budget is playing?
I think it obviously plays a role. Every vote we take down there in Madison plays a role in, you know, in how people view you and the work that you're doing for them in the district. So I think it will have certainly play a role. And I'm just getting my arms around that budget now. Friday was the last session of Joint Finance. I believe they're in today to go over some other issues. But a fiscal bureau will be briefing all of the senators on the budget next week, starting, I believe, Monday. So I will have a better grasp of what's in that budget then. But I know there's a lot of things in the budget that have been done that are positive for Wisconsin.
The issue that sparked the recall elections was the idea of collective bargaining. Do you expect this to come up more within the – I know it's kind of up in the air right now in the Supreme Court, but what do you see the future of collective bargaining in this legislative session?
It's a good question. I believe in the court system, and I believe that the Supreme Court will rule favorably towards the process that we took in the state Senate to pass this collective bargaining bill. If that's not the case, then I anticipate it'll be a separate piece of legislation or potentially put in the budget. Either way, I believe that eventually this bill, as we passed it back on March 9th, will stand and it will become part of a law here in Wisconsin.
And this budget has been pretty polarizing, I think it's fair to say. What are some of the issues that you like the most that have been included in the budget? And then on the flip side, what are the things that you do not support that have been included in the budget?
Well, I'll start with the second part of your question first, and that is very early. In fact, I may have been one of the first, maybe the first legislator that came out against the governor as far as the UW-Madison spinoff. I felt that was a bad idea. I didn't see or hear any reasons why that's good for Wisconsin. And so I've had a press release very early about that. And so working with my colleagues, most notably Senator Sheila Harsdorf from River Falls and others on the Joint Finance, we were able to eliminate that part of the governor's budget. So, you know, that we didn't like that, and we worked very hard within the committee to make sure that that was not the case. And at this point, that's the way it is. Now we'll see what the governor does. But income maintenance program for the counties, that's another area that very early the people in La Crosse County alerted me to the fact that this is not good for the people that need these services. And so I visited with them several times. I visited with the other counties in my district, Vernon and Crawford, and came to the conclusion that the governor's proposal was not good for Wisconsin. Many of us in the state Senate, in our caucus, were concerned about the cuts to K-12 and cuts to higher ed and cuts to the tech colleges, for that matter. We've been accused, Republican senators and assemblymen and women have been accused of maybe being in lockstep with the governor on every issue, and I've just given you several that, in fact, that's not the case. We have put our legislative stamp on this budget. It is much different in many respects than what the governor proposed. So that's our job, and that's what I've been working on for the last several weeks.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. My guest today is Senator Dan Kopanky. He represents the 32nd District. Beyond the budget, are there any issues that you see as key to this race, the recall race?
I think it's the general, again, message coming out of Madison. From the governor's office, from the leadership in both houses, and that is that we're going to balance this budget without raising taxes. We're going to grow jobs in Wisconsin, and we're going to get our fiscal house in order. Those are the messages that have been coming out of Madison, and they've been very positive. In fact, there's an article today about a survey of business leaders in Wisconsin where they think 88% of those surveyed feel that Wisconsin is on the right track. A year ago, there were only 10% that felt that Wisconsin was on the right track. And many of these business leaders are talking about adding employees in 2011. These are, again, positive things.
I want to ask you about the political climate in Madison. What do you think is different today than is different than from two years ago when the Democrats controlled everything?
It's a crazy thing about politics. If you're not up for re-election, or if there are no elections on the horizon, we can be friends. I can go slap the back of Senator Erpenbach and other senators on the other side. But once we get closer and closer to election, and I noticed this is my first term, all of a sudden it's like we both have the plague, and we better not get too close to each other because somebody might take a picture. And that may come across as like we're friends. That is the ridiculous part of politics. If you go into the private sector, which I've spent most of my life, it's not like that at all. And it's unfortunate it's that way in the political arena. But, it takes each one of us individually. We have our personal responsibility to work in a bipartisan manner where we can. And where we disagree, well, we can do it respectfully. And we don't have to call out names and make charges and allegations, which are so foolish. And both sides do it. When I see members of my leadership and members of the other side's leadership make silly statements through the media, I just like scratch my head and say, why did you say that? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So I'm doing my part. There are people on the other side. I have said this many times over. Senator Bob Wirch from Kenosha is one of my best friends in the state Senate. He's on the other side. He's also being recalled, by the way. But we have an understanding that we're not always going to vote alike, but we're always going to be friends. He's going to come up here someday and attend a baseball game. I'm going down there someday, and he's going to take me fishing because he loves fishing. I don't necessarily like to fish that much. I love to eat fish, but I don't have the patience to sit out there and wait for something to bite. But having said that, we're friends, and we'll continue to be friends through thick and thin. And I think that's what we bring to the table. Now, what our leader brings to the table or the other side's leader brings to the table and how they act is, I can't be responsible. I can only be responsible for my actions.
And working with Democrats, you've worked with Democratic Representative Jennifer Schilling, who will be running against mm-hmm. you in a recall. You've worked with her many times over the last handful of years. I'm wondering if you can explain her character as a politician and her track record.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a... we've worked together, and I'm very respectful of her and how she works in Madison. We've worked together on many years on a reimbursement to dentists for MA recipients. It's a good cause. We certainly haven't got to where we want to go, but it's been done in a very bipartisan manner, which is, again, what people look for out here. This is a good thing that we work together on. And there have been other issues as well. One of the things going back quite a few years here in western Wisconsin is that the local elected state representatives are courteous, work together when we can, and don't take shots at one another. And that goes back quite a few years. Virgil Roberts, Brian Rood, I could just go on and on with, you know, and that's been today with Steve Doyle, myself, Mike Hipp previously, Jennifer Schilling, Lee Nearson. That's how we work. And that's what people in Western Wisconsin really are looking for. And they understand politics, that it can't always be that we always agree. I don't think they want us to agree all the time. But they do want us to work together when we can, be respectful of one another, and move the state forward. And so that's how I work, and that's how we've worked over here in Western Wisconsin.
Senator Kopanky, is there anything else you'd like to talk about in regards to the recall or anything else going on right now?
You know, it was a very difficult decision to vote on this collective bargaining bill. It wasn't easy. I wasn't flippant about it. It took me several weeks to really come on board with it, because I have had support from union, state union people, local union people. I have nothing against union workers. I am or government workers. I am very proud of the work that they do. But having taken that vote, and in the time since, visiting with all the school districts, visiting with units of local government, I have found that that we had to take some steps. And it's been confirmed with the people that I've talked to. Not everybody, of course, certainly not some of the workers who are very upset with my vote and others. But when you, again, look at where we were, and then we came back here, and maybe someday we'll be back towards the middle a little bit more. I've said to teachers in school districts, you're going to now be negotiating, not through collective bargaining, but negotiating with a board that in many cases could be your neighbors, could be your friends, and could be people that you voted for to sit on that board. So now this particular board, whether it be a school board or a local county board or a town board, are more empowered to do more things for you. And I don't see that as being all negative. Now, what comes back to me is, well, we could have some bad players on the boards. And I agree with that. There could be. But bad players don't usually last very long in this world. They're outed for what they are and what they stand for. And it's not long they're not in office.
Full interviews with Senator Kopanky, the Republican attempting to force a Democratic primary, James Smith, and Democratic challenger, State Representative Jennifer Schilling, will soon be on our website, WPR.org/lacrosse. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio and La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCullum. Our production team includes Steve Roysom, Mary Meehan Stroob, John Gatto, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at WPR.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and NPR. And if you'd like to comment on this week's Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at WPR.org/lacrosse.